So it says you should not put your mouth on his mouth. It looks like you're kissing the avodah zara lomali. We already said this case by the Noor, that there are two cases of drinking water. If you have a river flowing, a spring going in front of the avodah zara, you should not bow down to drink the water. Or else if they have a patzah, if they have a form, they have a statue, and they have the water coming out of its mouth, you should not like drink from the mouth. So they're both the same halacha. So Mar says true. The second chiddush mainly is mishum the kavoy lemist. We want to teach you another chiddush that ki yitzaboy. There's a similar halacha of lo yaniach piv agabi hasila v'yishte. You should not put your mouth by the bottom of a gutter when the rainwater is coming down from the roof through the gutter. You should not drink from that. Lefnei asakana. That's the chiddush. There's a sakana involved, a danger. So because of this danger, it's awesome. So we put these two cases together. You should not drink the water from the mouth of the statue of avodah zarah. The same way you should not drink the water from the mouth of a gutter. This is a sakana. So Mara says, my sakana, what's the danger involved? So in a rabbanan, we learned like this. Lo yishta adam mayim, a person should not drink water. Lo min anahoras, not from the rivers. Lo min agamim, not from the swamps. Lo bepiv, not with his mouth. He should not put his mouth into the river and sip up the water. Not if you're only using one hand. And the reason is, you cannot see the water that you're drinking. If you only use one hand, you have to keep on moving it fast, fast, fast. You have no time to look at the water. But if you do drink this type of water, you're like putting your life in your hands. You're putting your life into danger. There's a danger involved. Again, my sakona, what is a sakona over here? Sakonas aluka. This is a corner of drinking a leech. You may have a leech in the water, and if you drink it, that's a danger for you. So it's a corner of the farshas. So therefore, you're not supposed to drink clean water from the river unless you have it with your two hands and look over the water. Like if you take it with two hands, you have a lot of water in one shot. Then you can afford to look into the water to see if you see anything there. But with one hand, you have to keep on going up and up. There you cannot check it out first. It's awesome. That's our locker also by Silon. We have the rainwater coming down. You should not drink, put your mouth to the pear, because you have to be afraid, maybe you're going to drink a leech. Tamar says, Messiah Leila Rabbi Chanina is the proof to Rabbi Chanina. The Yom Rabbi Chanina, Haboleya Nima Shomayim, if you swallow a leech that was in the water, Muta Lohochem Loichamim B'Shabbos, it's a Pekuach Nefesh now. This person may die. Therefore, it's permissible to heat up hot water for this person on Shabbos. Rashi says, "L'hochem loy mayim chaim lishtas b'Shabbos." This sakonas nefoshesi. Since this person drank the nima shomayim, that's a leech. That's this aluka. Kiritani b'braisa dama b'roishai. He put your life into danger. So therefore, a cure for this is to kill it maybe with the hot water, that you have to drink hot water. So it's permissible to heat up the hot water on Shabbos. It's considered a pekuach nefesh. That's what we're saying now also. It's a sakona. You should not drink such water because maybe there'll be a nima shomayim inside it. It's a doubt. It's a suffer. Right. It's not vadai. It's a suffer though. Right. Maybe you'll get better, but also possible, maybe not. A suffer tikuach nefesh, it's also mutter to be doicha shams. Well, maisa, what's happened? Maisa biyechad. Happened to one person. Shebola nima shomayim, that he drank this leech in the water. Vehita Rabbi Nechemya lochem lechama v'shabbos. A meister rab. Once happened the case, Merbi's on a meister rab. It's like for sure that's halacha that he permitted them to heat up the water on Shabbos. He yelled was a pekuch nefesh. The hochi bochi in between this Omar Rav Huna bread Rabbi Shua. Lig machala, like Wallace taking the time to heat up the water, let him fast swallow some vinegar in the meantime. That would also help him. It takes a few minutes to heat up the water. Let him drink some of vinegar, because that will help him. Yeah. Right, he won't die so fast. Omaravidi baravin haiman de bole zibura, a person that swallowed a wasp is mechay lechay. For sure, this person cannot live anymore. Rashi, the tzira, it's a hornet, the wasp. If a person swallowed a wasp, so for sure he cannot live anymore. Mechay lechay. Mio still lishkay revius of the chala. Let him drink a revius of this strong vinegar. The chala shemozak. Rashi says chaymetz chozik means strong vinegar. And efsha dechay purta. maybe he'll be able to extend his life a little bit longer. Till he'll leave a will, he'll tell the household what should be done. But he's going to die for sure, so he wants to extend his life a few minutes, so he should take this reviyas of challah. Tana Rabbanan. La yishta adam mayim balayla. Person should not drink water at night time. So it's like we'll soon see what the skana is. Some means from the river, shouldn't go down to the river at night time. If you drink water from the river at night time, mostly you're putting your life into danger. But when they ask sakana, there's a danger involved. My sakana, what is the sakana? Sakana shviriri. You have to be afraid of this mazik shviriri. Rashi says, it means the shade. Hamamun al makas sanverim. He makes people blind. He's a shade that makes you blind. Yeah. Son, Rashi learns anything. You should not drink water at night time. Some open water. Maybe it means water is left open overnight. Maestro would not know this was man is it.
But we had that rule before that.
Oh, Tais says what? So Tais argues in Rashi. Repairs of Avram Stock and Gassin the Mach. Shurim in Horus and Agamim. Tais argues in Rashi. Tais says no, this Isser only applies to Nahoris and Agamim Balayla. That's where this Mazik Shiriri is, this Shade of Shiriri is. So now what happened, the Mor says, what's going to be though, the Imtsoche Maitakant? Let's say the person is very, very thirsty, and he's by the river now, and he has to drink water. So what's the Yetzah? How can he drink water at night from the river without being affected from this Shade of Shiriri? The Mor says like this, if he has a friend next to him, Lisrayu, let him wake him up. If your friend is sleeping there at the night time, wake him up. Say to him like this, I want to drink water now. That's what he should do. Tell his friend he wants to drink water. So if he has his friend there, Masam the shade is afraid of two people. He won't start up if there are two there. So if there are two there, like going to drink the water, then you don't have to be afraid. It's only if you're by yourself. Let's say you have no friend with you. You're there alone by the river and you're very thirsty. So the answer is, Nekarkesh Benachtimu Achatzva, take the lid of a barrel and bang it on the barrel. Venema, and say like this, Ilonash, the person should say to himself, Plaunya Baal Planisa, say your name, the son of your mother, Or Melucho Imuch, that your mother told me, my mother told me, is Dayim Shiriri, be careful from the Sheit Shiriri. Beriri, riri, yiri, ri, bechasi, chiviri. That's the words you should say. If you say these words, that's some remedy that will scare the mazik, the shei chiviri, he won't affect you. Rashi says, bechasi, chiviri means lachashu. This is a type of a lachash, but that's a statement he's making. Omismayit, a charm, right? Omismayit, verlech, mishem, hashed. You're taking the name of the shade and you're going slowly diminishing it. Alright, so that's what you have to do to get rid of this mazik if you want to drink water there. Yeah. I wouldn't drink the water there. But if you have to, this is the answer. Now the Mishnah says, Ir Shiyeshpo Yavaris Chavim. Again, you have a city that today is a holiday there, they're worshipping the Avodah Zarah. When the Mishnah says, Sheyeshba means today, they're worshipping the Avodah Zarah. Now, there are different stores in this city. Usually they made the Avodah Zarah, the holiday, in a Yerid, where they celebrated by selling things. They had a Yerid, fair there. By the fair, right. So by this fair, they had different type of stores. Mutarais, Vishena Mutarais. Some stores decorated themselves with beautiful Paris all over, and some did not decorate themselves. So Zeho Yemaisa Bei Shoyin, this one's happened in Bei Shoyin, and they asked the Chum there, the Jews there wanted to know, could we go down and buy things in these stores? So they answered like this, Yom Rechomin, Hamutares Asuras. The stores that are decorated, those stores for sure are worshipping the Avodah Zarah, or they're paying taxes to the Avodah Zarah. So if you buy something there, the money you're paying them is like taxes going to be given to the Avodah Zarah. You're giving Hanor to the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it's also. But Vishena Mutaris, if the store is not decorated, then Yishno Mutaris. The store does not play along with the Avodah Zarah. They will not be paying taxes to the Avodah Zarah. So your money will not helping them, will not give them Hanor. Therefore, it's permissible.
How about
Rashi asks a question. Rashi says, V'mishum d'naisiv naisim b'yem edom, ha'an emidu l'zvun elihu. You can't sell them something. Dilma mazlin behem. Here Rashi, the only issue there is, you're not allowed to sell them an animal. Because maybe they'll use the animal for avodah zarah. But if you buy something from them, then it's permissible. Toys there's the theory. Toys says pirush akuntris. Toys says hocha mashma. The first big line hocha mashma shechaza by Rashi. The mashoy meforish liel. The list says velosvei is haynu mekachememcha. Before Rashi says any business is forbidden, and here Rashi says only you're not allowed to sell them an animal. So Toys stands to lechach pirush ben amneya dochim ari biyirid. Thursday's Mishnah is a new case. It's not talking about a chag, it's a yomedim. It's talking about now they're having a special yurid, a special sale, and in this place there are some stores that are going to charge you tax, and that tax will go to the avodah zarah. Those are the ones that are decorated, and the other stores are not going to charge you tax. So it's not called yomedim, it's a new Mishnah, according to Tosfos. That's either way you have to learn. According to Rashi, you have to learn your first issue is only not to sell them animals, or else you have to learn here it's a new case, it's not a yom, it's not a chag yom edom, it's only a yirid that they take taxes to give to the avodah zarah. Versus Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Loishonu elo mutarois beverid v'hadas. The Mishnah is talking about they decorate it with the good smelling things. Verit badasim, roses and adasim, to call mishani merecha. That if you walk into the store during the nupshat, not because of the taxes you're paying there, but you're having enjoyment, you're taking enjoyment from the avodah zarah. You're smelling these things, and most probably these things, where Rashi says takruvos avodah zarah, they used it already for the avodah zarah, and now they're taking it away from it, so it's still asa b'hanor. So a Jew is not allowed to smell these things. Therefore, you're not going to walk into a store that the perfume is perfume from avodah zarah. Avo mutaris beperis mutaris. But if you have some apples there that do not smell that much, then it's mutter to walk in. Rashi says, mutarim likach men v'yafagav d'matyan olav z'chovim. This is Rashi Lakish's svara. That even though you're paying taxes, he holds it's mutter to give them enjoyment. My time, what's the reason? The Yom HaKor, the Pesach says, Lo yidbak b'yot chamumim min acherim. You're not allowed to take anything from avodah zarah, meaning you cannot have any type of enjoyment from avodah zarah. So Rashi Lakish learns, Nena hu diyoser. It's also for you to take enjoyment from the avodah zarah. You cannot walk into the store because you're enjoying the smell of the avodah zarah.